two little bits of housekeeping today. The first is that last episode, I was remiss because I forgot to thank Big Fatty for wishing me birthday greetings on his little show. I actually did thank him in the first version of that episode. As I've said many times, I generally record several versions before the one I finally post. And in the first one, I did thank him, but it somehow got dropped in the second one. He actually mentioned it twice. And the first one was on a Drunky Cast, which was the sound was quite loud, so I decided not to play the audio as I usually do. And but then he mentioned it again in his next show, and I guess that means my birthday was so nice he had to mention it twice.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And his little show somehow got dropped.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3117 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 21st of January 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day in Fat Acres, and we've got something from Patty Bacon. Sports ballers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you sports ballers today. Y'all, because on Sunday, Mean Keen was touching himself inappropriately. Big Fatty. And y'all, and probably that Kathy Marshall also, and maybe Daniel Scott Angel, and who else is out there in the San Francisco? Mr. Mike Lawson, but he doesn't listen. And who else is out there? Big Fatty, we don't know. but anyway, the San Francisco 69ers are going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the Superb Owl, and y'all, that is going to be on Sunday, February the 2nd, which is also the day that Big Fatty begins his 13th year of the little show, and Big Fatty is when we name the number one fan. Now, y'all, as you know, we're going to have the number one fan contest, and y'all, you have until Friday, the 31st of January at 6 p.m. Eastern time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. To send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com, and in the subject line, make sure you put number one fan, and y'all, then... In 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan, y'all. And we've got our first entry, y'all. It is from Randy in the Penis, Slovenia. And it says, hey, Big Fatty, I, of course, want to be your number one fan for 2020 because I just love the little show. And I've applied each year of the last 4 years. Sooner or later, I'll be selected just like jury duty. Now... do you duty and pick this beauty from Penis, Slovenia? Love you, Big Fatty Randy.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 21st of January, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, it's one of those. It's probably already happened, but it's probably only happening now. Or it happened, you know, y'all, it's from the future. Y'all, you heard this person at the beginning of today's a little show, y'all. It is Arthur from the Amerinds little show. Big Fatty, we love Arthur. It's true, and y'all, he's gonna have a very different birthday this year because you know his husband Nigel passed away at the end there of 2019, and y'all, this is all something that we all have to adjust to the new realities. And remember, your life continues, and whoever's out there that you may have lost, they would be pissed at you. They'd be pissed at you if you just kind of sat around and moped around. So y'all, it'll be different, but different is not necessarily bad, y'all. So just keep that in mind. And Alpha, we're thinking of you today on this very important day for you, and I hope that you indeed have a lovely, just lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know that he is going to have a big old glass of wine. Yes, he probably will. And Big Fatty, something tells me he may also have a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Yesterday, maybe you should play the happy music twice. Well, I think once is enough. It just makes us appreciate it even more. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had me a little supper. Had some of that cheeseburger pie. And some of my Green Giant antioxidant frozen vegetables, y'all. They're real good. Y'all, but they made me extremely gassy. Big Fatty, everything makes you extremely gassy. But y'all, then y'all, I had taken out some what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Some boneless poke ribs and or little cutlet things.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Y'all, Big Fatty, I just don't know how he comes up with them. I know what you mean. Well, anyway, like I was saying, I took out the boneless poke ribs. And, y'all, I put them in the cracker pot. And, y'all, I couldn't decide. You know, a lot of times I'll cook them, like, with some sauerkraut, or I'll cook them with barbecue sauce. And those just didn't sound good to me. So, y'all, what I did is I took some yellow mustard, and I kind of swirled it on like you swirl the icing on the cinnamon rolls or the Pop-Tarts or whatever. And y'all, then I put some dried rosemary on top of that and cooked it overnight. Y'all, I woke up on Monday morning. Y'all, it smelled so good. I haven't tasted it yet. Big Fatty, that's, well, obviously you're still with us. anyway, y'all, watch the end of the sports ball game. Then I crawled into the love chamber, and y'all, I tossed and turned a little bit. I think I got a little bit too warm on the electric camisole that I have, so I had turned it down some, and I finally got up and watched the news, and then went back to bed, and I slept okay once I went back the second time. I got up. You know, Monday was Martin Luther King Day, so that was a national holiday, and y'all, so to be able to celebrate it, so it wouldn't be like every other day of retirement, y'all. I got up earlier. I was out of the bed before 9 o'clock. Ready? Got up and I had my coffee, and y'all, then I was getting a terrible coffee stomach, so I had a little piece of toast. I had a little piece of toast, and I was piddling around and everything, and y'all, I got my share. And, the guy that was working on my porches, you know, sanding and staining them, he says, doesn't look like it's going to get above 50 degrees Monday or Tuesday. So I'm going to come back on Wednesday to finish up the staining and all. I said, thank you for calling. And, y'all, that really works out much better because later today, Tuesday, Hortensia makes her return visit to the villa, and y'all, then I went out. No, I didn't either. Y'all, before I got my share this morning, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Oh, Big Fatty. It has been. Okay. Okay, y'all, it has been a while, and y'all, it was the 25-year-old who came by a few weeks ago who thoroughly enjoyed the special chaya, and so he sent me a message on the Grin Doctor. Big Fatty, was he looking for a dental hygienist? I don't know, but he says, Herbert Hardy, and I said, hi, and he says, what's up? I said, I'm just watching TV, would you like to come over? He goes, yes, and y'all, so he came over, and y'all, it was absolutely just lovely, and y'all, I don't know who enjoyed it more, Big Fatty, probably you. Well, I don't know, it could be him. He may have problems anyway. y'all, on his way out, he says, I'll text you, and I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, after that, I got my share, and I went on my nipple walk. I went on my nipple walk. Y'all, there were only 29 houses that still had up some crema decorations. And y'all, I decided not to count houses that just had poinsettias sitting on the porch or something like that, because that's, you know, most of them are going to be frozen anyway by the end of the night. But just, you know, those are just red flowers now. And but, you know, if they had a Christmas wreath or a decoration still up, you know, lights hanging on the railings and that kind of stuff, you know, I counted that. But anyway, and y'all, then I, after my nipple walk, y'all, I went to the Sam's Club, y'all. I picked me up one of those rotisserie chickens, and y'all, they had a beef roast that was reduced for quick sale. Big Fatty, you cheap ass, and y'all. So I got that, and I got a box of the preformed sausage patties, and then I what else? Oh, and I got, y'all, I got some more of that Claritin. Big Fatty and Claritin? No, just Claritin, and. then I came home and What did I do? I was just piddling around the villa here, and y'all, young Nicholas stopped by for a little visit, and y'all, here I am. Oh no, I had a garden salad, y'all. About 3 o'clock, y'all, I was hungry, so I had a garden salad with some of that smoked rotisserie chicken, and y'all. Anyway, other than that, that's been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I have received correspondence from Miss Patty Bacon. You know, I've been worried sick about her. And she writes, she says, and so you're back from outer space. Ole, Big. That's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. I don't know if you remember me, as it's been about a year of Sunday since I sent an e-letter. Well, there's been a lot to fill you in on, so grab a glass of that sweet tea that takes the enamel off your teethies and keep reading. Oh, and make sure to give a treat to Poodle. Ole, Poodle. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon. Well, when I last wrote, I had stowed away onto the International Space Station to be part of an all-female crew. Well, Big, there were two problems with my plan. First of all, as much as I like the Sapphire sisters, and although I don't receive many gentlemen callers, I still need a man around sometimes. These were not fun girls, and it was not like being on the set of Designing Women. On second thought, it was Designing Women with just Julia and her cousin Allison being mean to me. Second, it was, let's just see here, it was easy to stow away on the space shuttle, but getting back to Earth was another story. I tried the Joe Batant's limousine service, and they put on surge pricing, so I couldn't afford that. Then when I was up there, I realized my car phone wasn't getting a signal, so I fell so far behind on the little shows. I finally had to wait and hitch a ride back with the Postmates delivery guy, who shockingly does not deliver the post. Big Fatty. I am quickly catching up on the missed little shows at 1.2 speed, and so far I know you're now a newspaper reading executive with the opera and a primo ballerina under your wing. With a primo ballerina under your wing. I have missed hearing about the other listeners, like the Golden Arches, Samantha in the Netherlands, and the Whitman Sampler. Now, in case I've missed quiz announcements, here are my entries for the number one fan, the Kathy G. and Peter Marshall Foundation So-So Question, Short Week in Any Quiz My Lovely Cousin Might Be Running. Number one fan. Oh, y'all, another number one fan. I want to be Big Fatty's number one fan because he is welcoming, kind, and forgiving when listeners reappear from the ashes like a phoenix from Arizona. So-So Question, we'll save that. Short Week, we'll save that. And Kathy Bacon, Woodhaven. Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty, first of all, thank you so much for the, dear Gussie, for the extensive catch-up. And we'll be finishing with So-So Questions. Oh, y'all, by the way, So-So Question Month is going to happen. And Short Week will... everybody has a short story. Fucking Dan sent me one. Big Fatty, you know he's had more than one. Probably so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'm out of breath. Big Fatty, it's because you're fat. Not as fat as Scotty, but you're fat. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning, Big Fatty, that's according to that old crooked hat. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show is Arthur. And Arthur, anything you want to say about the little show?
Is a little show somehow got dropped.
Oh, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed. What a lovely birthday present.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.